Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. And yes, I am delighted to be back after my 39th Ragbri. I say this every year, I just add another year to it. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, but it was simply a gorgeous week with wonderful weather and an easy ride, but it's just simply a great event. If you have a chance to do it someday, God bless you. Anyway, our concert tonight, of course, is broadcast on KBUR tonight at 9 o'clock. By your friends at, well, actually, I'm going to take that back. Our concert tonight will be broadcast after the Cubs-Cardinal game and the postgame ends. So we're going to guess probably somewhere around 10:30 or so before that concert starts. Don't worry, if we have a rainout, we will play this concert again. But, ladies and gentlemen, our concert director again is our concert is broadcast by our friend by a Standard Beaverdale Southeast Iowa Service Home Center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and also by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice expert for the very best in appliances. And I understand that Athena Mode had that memorized and said it exactly that same way. And our concert master for the evening is Carmen Locknett. And she is the 5th and 6th grade band director at West Burlington. Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Locknett and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you. Good evening, and thank you for coming out on this fine concert evening. I thought it might even be a little chilly tonight, which is a change from past years when it's been 90 degrees. So this is a nice change. Our next piece is one of the most standard staples of the band repertoire. Written in 1923, Ralph Vaughan Williams uses at least 9 English folk songs as melodic themes in this suite.
Thank you.
Our next march, Purple Pageant, was written for Glenn C. Barnum, director of bands at Northwestern University. This was one of King's favorite marches that he wrote, and he usually took it at a slightly slower tempo than most of his marches.
Thank you.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat premiered in 1970. The story is based on the Coat of Many Colors story in the book of Genesis. This musical is one I would personally love to play the narrator in because she doesn't have to dance. Our medley includes Jacob and Sons, Any Dream Will Do, Song of the King, Close Every Door, and Go, 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 Joseph.
Thank you.
looking at your programs, you may have wondered who Al Hayes was. Actually, Al Hayes is a pseudonym for Henry Fillmore. Fillmore used different names to publish his works because he believed he could reach a wider audience that way. He also used different names as categories. And I read that Al Hayes tended to be more difficult marches. On a hymn song of Philip Bliss is based on an 1876 hymn, It Is Well With My Soul.
Thank you.
Entry of the Gladiators is also called Thunder and Blazes, written by a Czech composer that I am not going to try to pronounce, in 1897, was later renamed and became a popular circus march used to introduce the clowns. And I have played this arrangement of this with 12 bassoons, with the contrabassoon playing the bass line. And I played the contrabassoon part, and that's really, really hard. Just going to say that.
Thank you.
The next piece is one I found in our library when I was looking for a tuba solo with band. I had never heard of it and looked it up on YouTube. Found a version on Lawrence Welk of a man standing next to a tuba that seemed to be suspended in midair. Then he ended up singing most of the song and playing the tuba for just a very short time. As you will learn this week, once you hear it, it is stuck in your head. You can thank me later for that. I'm going to invite my husband to the microphone to sing the words for you tonight. Gerhard Lachnit is the section leader of the Bel Canto Chorale and member of the Divine Mercy Mixed and Men's Choirs. He's also, I think, the only Gerhard in town. maybe in Iowa, who knows? And this is Yuba played the tuba in Cuba, or what is it called again?
When Yuba plays the rumba on the tuba. And I'm not going to play tuba, I'll leave that to Arnie and Bill back there.
To thank you, the audience, for some of you for underwriting tonight's concert. Many concerts you come to, we have a one person that or a corporation or something that gives money to pay for the entire concert. Tonight's concert is paid for by contributions from you and the audience. So thank you very, very much. And even if you just show up to the concert, we need people to play for. It's always much more exciting to play for a nice full audience than, you know, to play by ourselves. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being here every week, and we hope to see you next week yet too. Henry Mancini lived from 1924 to 1994 and wrote popular movie and TV themes. This medley includes The Pink Panther, Charade, and Peter Gunn.
Thank you.
Thank you again for your attendance at our concert this evening. I hope you enjoyed our program. Thank you to the band members for all your hard work this week. And please join us again next week, which will be our round robin concert featuring many different conductors. There also will be the jazz band performing at 6:30. So make sure you come early to hear the jazz band at 6:30 and then the round robin concert at 7:30. So we will end with our traditional Stars and Stripes.